Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Let's get to Heather's news.
We've been talking about Hurricane Milton all morning. Yeah. Not a lot of changes yet, but I know that it is now starting to impact Florida, like the outer edges of the hurricane are there. They're experiencing the wind. The rain is on its way. If you're going to get out, you've almost missed your chance to now, because things are picking up. I also just read that like one in four gas stations in Florida completely out of gas. Like, gas stations are running out of fuel. You're going to get stuck there even if you wanted to leave. Like, you got to do it.
You should have already done it.
Yeah, it's category 4, but just slightly under the category 5 right now. It's going to hit this evening, overnight into tomorrow morning. So tomorrow will be interesting. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Authorities are searching for a suspect involved in a deadly double shooting that took place Tuesday morning in Pontiac. Police responded to a 911 call about shots fired, found two victims. Both had been shot multiple times. Officials said a 20-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene. This took place at an apartment complex. And a 24-year-old man was taken to the hospital, where he later died from his injuries. Witnesses told police they saw a person running from the scene, but that person and the motive remains unknown. A Michigan football staffer who was seen on video getting into this verbal altercation with some Washington fans on Saturday night will remain with the program. Chris Bryant is the program's director of high school relations. He was caught on camera, like, approaching these fans in the Husky Stadium stands. This was in Seattle, using some profanity in their direction. Obviously, this was during the loss during the game over the weekend. And it's unclear what was said to him in the first place that, like, really got him going.
Matter what was said. It
did show his response, and yeah.
It could be a lot of people that shout things from the stands. I don't even know why you're paying attention to it.
Especially visiting drunk fans. Don't pay them any mind.
No. That's what they're saying. The school is saying, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, should never have happened. It's disappointing, but they say they're going to handle the matter internally as a program. This is a wild story, you guys. The remains of a Michigan woman were found by fishermen in the belly of a shark. No joke. 68-year-old Colleen Monfort disappeared on vacation. She was in Indonesia, and she'd been diving with friends when she didn't resurface. This was back on September 26th. 2 weeks later, fishermen spotted a shark that was in distress, killed the shark, and inside its stomach, they found this woman's remains along with her wetsuit and her bathing suit. And she was still like identifiable, like,
ugh.
They were able to identify fingerprints, like all. Now the friends that were with her believe that she died from a medical issue during her dive and was not actually attacked by the shark.
Oh, okay.
And they think so based on the timeline, right? That by the time this fisherman got the shark,
she was
because
floating.
Everything
she
was still
more decomposed.
I mean, it's gruesome, right? But
well, at least they have answers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Some closure, but that's
can you imagine
gruesome?
All of that. Imagine being the fisherman too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes, man.
What is this?
Gosh. Listen to this. A 10-year-old boy was arrested after he drove a stolen car through a crowded school playground in Minneapolis. The playground was packed with kids, adults at the time. Thankfully, no one was mowed down. It's unclear if this kid stole the car himself or if he got it from somebody else, but it sounds like police wouldn't be surprised if he actually did steal this car because he's been arrested twice before for stealing cars. 10 years old, and he's apparently a suspect in more than a dozen other cases.
10 years old, and this is his
10 years old.
The third that they know of.
This is his third arrest.
For car theft.
Yes. What were you doing at 10?
Not that
at all.
Oh, little Jimmy couldn't even see over the steering wheel. Well, he's got a little car now.
Yeah. Qantas Airlines is apologizing after showing a really inappropriate movie on every single screen during a recent flight. This was a flight from Sydney to Tokyo. And according to a statement from the airline, there was a technical issue that meant passengers couldn't change the movie. They couldn't pick the movie, couldn't change it. And so the flight picked one on their own. And they picked one that shared a lot of nudity and it was a little inappropriate for the entire family. Oh boy. The movie had sexting and all sorts of things like that. So the airline did apologize for the mistake, but those who were on board basically didn't care about the apology. They said this was a disgrace. It was impossible to turn it off. You couldn't even dim the screen. Like you couldn't stop it from playing. Yeah,
your kids were forced to watch porn. Get an education no matter what.
It wasn't porn. It was a rated R movie.
Oh, okay.
Like it wasn't. Can you watch porn on a plane? Like
no,
it's not
available from the airlines.
No,
I wouldn't think so.
So no, it wasn't.
But you said
porn.
Like sexually explicit.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, was it basic instinct style?
Is it softcore?
I've never seen the movie, but there was.
What was the name of the movie?
Daddy-O with Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn.
Okay,
Rated R. On IMDb, it's rated R for language throughout, sexual material, and brief graphic nudity.
Ooh.
Just
okay.
Really just inappropriate. Yeah. I mean, there's more to it, but I don't know if I can read all of this on air. So,
okay, then we'll move on. That's Heather with the news.
And what were they doing?
Yikes!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.